program created by the Rio Grande Oil Company.
San Francisco Police calling all cars, looking all cars, broadcast 107. Pick up one Clyde Stevens. Released yesterday from final sentence. He failed to report to San Francisco parole officer today. This man is described as medium height, weight 140, working for
some of those Rio Grande secrets for my kit for Christmas.
Oh, thanks, sir. Here's the latest copy of the Calling All Cars News. It'll give you full information.
Oh, what's this? I see Rio Grande is a new gasoline. Rio Grande G-Gas, huh?
That's right.
Well, what's the idea?
Well, sir, a lot of motorists who want the cheapest gasoline that can buy. A lot of bootleg brands selling at cut prices, but a mighty poor quality gasoline. So, Rio Grande has created this brand new G-Gas to protect motorists from bootleg quality. You see, it says right here on the pump. G-Gas exceeds United States government specification number VG-101.
Hmm. What does that mean?
Well, our government has set a standard of quality for gasoline. Well, it isn't safe to use gasoline under that standard. Not until these cut-price bootleg gasolines even come close to that standard. But G-Gas is guaranteed to exceed government specifications on every point. So, for those motorists who want a low-priced gasoline but don't want poor quality, Rio Grande now offers low-priced G-Gas.
Oh, but how about me? I've been using Rio Grande crack gasoline. Should I change to this new low-priced G-Gas?
No, sir.
Well, why not?
Well, you're getting even more value for your money. Rio Grande crack is refined to receive United States government emergency specifications. It contains tetraethyl anti-knots. And the very fact that it's used in more police cars, fire engines, and emergency equipment than any other brand shows that you can't get a better gasoline for your car. No, sir. Rio Grande Cracks is still the best gasoline value on this market. But for those folks who can't afford the slight extra cost of police car performance, Rio Grande now offers the finest gasoline made in the low price field. Use that.
Now it is our pleasure to present Sheriff John A. Miller of Contra Costa County, who will speak to you from San Francisco. Sheriff Miller.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The rehabilitation of the criminal is a vast subject, a subject much too vast to be discussed in the short time allotted to me. However, there is merely one point I wish to stress here. No matter how inadequate prison facilities may be for rehabilitating the criminal, certainly he can never be made into a useful citizen by dumping him back in society before he has paid his debt. The knowledge in the underworld that paroles are a sink breeds crime. Why should a man go straight when he knows that even if he is sentenced to prison for life, he can beat the rap within 6 or 7 years by shrewd agitation for parole? If we are to bring criminal activity to a satisfactory deadlock, we do not need a more humane attitude. We need a more stringent parole system. If there is any doubt in your mind as to the truth of what I say, listen on and hear what one parole violator did within 3 months of his release. His is not a unique case. In my opinion, it is the rule.
Mm-hmm.
happened to Skyler?
Well, Stephen, this boy found you guilty of 9 charges of robbery, and hereby sentences you to sign a sentence penitentiary for the term prescribed by law. For the jury.
Term prescribed by the law, eh? How big a rap is that, Mr. Edwards?
Whoa. Susan Bold will probably fix your sentence in about 5 years.
That's too long. How soon can you stone me up here? Get to work on that parole board.
May be able to get you off of a two-page or something.
What's that amount to?
$2.5 million.
Well, go to it. If you have any kind of a mouthpiece at all, you ought to be able to get me out.
Oh? Well, of course. It'll be a pretty heavy thing.
Don't you worry about that, man. You spring me out of the big house, and I'll have gold lined pockets in 24 hours.
Gold lied Stephen, robber, goes across the bay to San Quentin, and his attorney immediately begins to fight for his parole. Sentiment is appealed to him, and political pressure is brought to bear. 3 years pass, and finally Edward informs his client he will be freed at the next meeting of the parole board. A short while later, in the prison yard at San Quentin, Stephen confides to a friend.
Lady, I'm all set.
What do you mean, you're all set?
I'll crack you out of this joint as soon as the board meets.
Yes?
Yeah. I just went to my mouthpiece.
Boy, you sure are lucky. I've tried to get out of this joint a half dozen times, but they always get me, and then it's a few months in solitary.
Yeah, I know. You don't go about it in the right way. Saws and bent wrenches. Yeah, what you need is a gap.
A gap? And where the devil can I get a gap?
Hey, listen, Woody. How'd you like to team up with me?
Why, well, but how?
I'll get the rat into you.
You will?
Sure. Now, you get a couple of guys you can depend on, and as soon as I get on the outside, I'll figure somewhere to slip the guns into you. We join up as soon as you make the break, and by that time, I'll have some joint case. Why, pal, we'll make that Dillinger mob look like sissies.
That'll be okay with me.
All right. Now, stop monkeying with files and wrenches and stay out of solitary. And you'll be at the business end of a 45 within 90 days.
Stephen, the board feels in granting you this parole that you have learned your lesson, that you realize the error of your ways, and that you'll not repeat your offenses again.
Oh, no, sir. I won't.
I'm sure of it.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, you will be released this afternoon in time to catch the 5 o'clock ferry. You will be expected to report to the parole office in San Francisco at 9 o'clock in the morning and inform them at that time where you'll be living and so on and so on. Now, you understand, of course, that you'll be required to make regular reports to the parole board, and you must by no means overlook this highly important obligation. We're doing you a great service, and we do not want to feel that our work in your behalf is in vain.
October 15, 1934, 3 months before the completion of his minimum legal term, Clyde Stevens walks out of prison a free man. Sentenced to serve from 5 years to life, he had actually spent but 3 years and 5 months in San Quentin. On his first night of freedom, Stevens heads straight for his old hangout, a noisy restaurant on Columbus Avenue.
How does it feel to be on the outside?
Well, just well. These drinks, these games, the music. You forget how swell things look like they are after you've been caged up in a big house.
Yeah, I know. I never forget how lonely I was in Leavenworth that time I took a rap for counterfeiting.
Well, let's not think about that. We got to make plans.
I got them all made.
Huh?
Sure. Come with me to Benny's shack over on Sherman Island in the Sacramento River as soon as you're checked in for the parole office.
Checked in with the parole office? Listen, Al, I've heard my belly full of that law. That parole office is the last place I'm going to go.
Yeah, but they might come after you.
Oh, no, they won't. You and me are going to pull a couple of jobs tonight so I can pay off that mouthpiece of mine. Then we'll lay low at Benny's joint over on the Delta until we can swing a couple of pounds of mine from Quitney. And after they
get out, we're going to blast this Pacific coast wide open, knock over a couple of $1 million for ourselves, and then take it on the land for some island in the South Sea that the world's never heard of.
Outside of Grant's bank on Two Small Avenue in Oakland.
You stay by the door this time, Al.
We've been out of luck on that last jump. If those mugs have been smart, they could have drilled us both.
Okay.
Just keep the joint covered with those two guts of yours.
Right. Let's go. I want your help.
It's your chief.
What's on your mind? These bank robbers. They got away from two of my men today. That makes seven banks they've held up in 6 weeks. It's got to stop.
Certainly it should stop.
I want to organize a posse. The biggest posse in the NA? Well, anyway, a big posse. All the men in the San Francisco Police Department and all the men in the Sheriff's Office. We'll comb every inch of the city and county. We'll get the cooperation of the...
Yes, what is it?
We just received a tip that our bad brothers are hiding out on Sherman Island near Antioch.
Oh, good. That simplifies things. Sheriff, yes. We'll send a detachment of men out there tonight and mop this thing up.
Yes.
Oh, just a minute. Hello? Yes? Huh? Yes, yes, you bet you will. Yes, sir, right away. Forget about the bank robbers, Sheriff. We've got a bigger job.
What's that?
Four convicts just kidnapped four members of the prison board from San Quentin.
What?
They had blue automatics. Now the question is, where did they get those guns?
Yes.
Where did they get the guns? You ask the dumbest question, girls. How do you suppose they got them?
You?
Sure. I stashed them out of the desk ward of a prison truck 3 weeks ago. The boys are out now, and they ought to be here by tonight. Then we'll have a mob. Then we'll show these babies what a bunch of really tough rodmen can do to that thin bank.
While the nation hangs breathless to reach the cheating headlines, while millions thrilled at the Columbia Network's dramatization of a daring prison break immediately after the surge, Stevens and Cecil are in the shack on Sherman Island awaiting their reinforcements. But the Marin County Posse brings their tale to earth late in the afternoon. And the four convicts received from the creamery near Petaluma fly the white flag, show the white feather, and come out with their hands in the air. Back in prison once more, the three living survivors of the kidnapped force never questioned by District Attorney Albert E. Bagstall, Marin County.
Boys, I'm not going to mention any words with you. Two California laws threatening all of you with death. One says that kidnapping is a capital crime. The other says that any life farmer involved in a prison disturbance in which bodily injury occurs is liable to be executed. The latter applies to at least two of you who beat up the warden. Now, we know this is an outside job. You haven't a chance to beat the rest. I want to know where those guns came from.
Frank Stevens sent them to us.
Shut up, you rat.
Yes, Frank Stevens. The same guy that shot the San Francisco Dicks on the run. He's been heisting banks. We were to meet him over on Sherman Island when we got out.
You think you're yellow fool pigeon? I'll break you in two.
Quiet, you see, that won't do you any good. You're only proving that Mackay is telling the truth. I respected you, Phil Mackay. You haven't changed any since you squealed in that girl and sent her to prison along with you, have you? So Clyde Stevens, the San Francisco bank robber, is also a gun runner, huh? You know him, Captain Delay?
No, and I was on my way to knock him over when this thing broke.
No, I've got him 2 ways against the middle. That boy will be in the town by midnight.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, but that guy's a killer.
Close to midnight, the delta of the Sacramento River is shrouded in deep fog. Creeping across the slough towards Sherman Island is a posse of San Francisco police and Contra Costa County deputy sheriff, headed by Captain Delay and Sheriff Miller of Contra Costa County in a large scow. Both by in a speedboat are Inspectors Lynn, Ward, and Gunn.
That must be the house. Well, it's nice to see simply through the fog.
Yeah, it's cool to see the only right on the island.
Hmm.
Well, and Harrington and Johnson go downstream. We'll close in from upstream.
Yes, sir.
Hiding the reeds close to the shore. In 3 minutes, I'll flash my light for a signal.
No. Oh, that's no good.
That's fired 2-6.
I'll whistle low 3 times.
Then we'll close in.
Yes.
Good luck.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Careful of the shore upstream from the house.
Yes.
Well, in the early for the Miss Fogg,
in the
Miss
Fish.
Yeah, there's no danger of a collision, is there, Eddie?
Yeah, this is so. This is anywhere near the main channel.
Well, you never can tell, Eddie.
Yeah.
That's the one again.
Again,
what? Well, there were months right on you.
Oh, that's a lot.
You can't do it.
It's a
lot.
It's a lot.
It's
a lot. It's
only 30 feet from the shore.
Well, you better not try it.
You're going to be thinking about ease up to your hip.
We've got to get ashore.
Well, just have to be patient, Cap, till I see if I can get this thing off.
Well,
What's the matter with the captain's boat? Oh,
still making a lot of noise over there.
Yeah, 3 minutes are up. He hasn't given the signal.
Somebody's coming from the house.
Yeah, they're heading this way.
You better get up there, right?
Get your guns out. Yes. I believe we do.
When you see a scene of faith on that floor, we go away from the back.
All right, boys, pick them up.
Hey, what are you doing? Away from your head.
Yes, police officer.
All right. Come on, boys.
I don't know.
Okay. Look out. Look at my hand. Stuck to pieces.
Yeah, it shows your right to pull the gun on an officer. Where's Stephen?
23 days ago.
Before you and him held up that bank on Polk Street, I guess.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, then. Here's the inspector. Then get these 3 men and stay with them. Come on, Harrington. We're going into that shack.
Okay.
Guess I didn't hear the shooting.
Uh-oh. Can you take a look in that window?
Yeah.
Come on now, Miller. How about it? Your husband won't be back for an hour.
Oh, don't look at me like that, honey. You do things to me with your eyes.
Well, there ain't nothing that what I do when I get
in the hey, who the devil are you? Police officers. Come on. Up for your hand.
Who's you?
What's your name, buddy?
Jack Drury.
Where are you from?
Elton.
Oh, yeah? That's Frank Stevens. Last to this, Ben Clinton. Next to this, Wilson.
Oh, no, officer. On the level. His name is Drury. It isn't Frank Stevens.
Yeah? Here. Take a look at this mug and police record.
Frank Stevens. One of the bank robbers.
Yeah, looks like your pal, don't it?
Yes, the best. Well,
yeah, Ben, certainly will.
Right, honey. They're going to take you away. Kiss me, honey. Oh, kiss your baby. I'm going to miss you.
Save it, lady, save it. Come on, Stephen. Your apartment's waiting in the city jail.
By the time Johnson, Harrington, and Lynn have taken their prisoners down to the shore, Captain DeLay's boat is free, and the officers return across the black, hard, crowded water to each bay with their captives. They leave the boat in Antioch, and as they are walking through the deserted streets of the little town to their waiting police car.
I never confess, Stephen. Bank robbery and gun running are too nasty to
hear. I don't know anything about them. Anyway, you're going to confess. You're going to stop me.
Look out, boys. Stephen's making a break for it.
Oh, stop right there. Go ahead.
That's a Pullman.
That was
the Pullman.
Come on.
Okay. I'm going to fix that
guy.
That's a big idea, Stephen.
You just ain't never going to take me alive. Go on. Pump me off.
I don't think it'll be necessary, but if you don't come quietly, why, I guess we'll have to take you in conscious. Come on, boys.
For 3 days, San Francisco police questioned Clyde Stevens, and finally he confessed to the bank robberies and to his part in the San Quentin prison break. On January 23, 1935, less than 4 months after his parole from San Quentin, Clyde Stevens was sentenced to Folsom Penitentiary along with his partner, Albert Kessel. There to spend the rest of his natural life, unless another sympathetic parole board frees him in 1970, when he will again be eligible for parole. Police have to meet emergencies many times every day, but so do you. Every time you drive your car, you meet driving emergencies when you need extra power and speed to snatch you out of the way of traffic dangers. It costs you no more to use the same gasoline that police cars and emergency engines use. Rio Grande cracks gasoline. It has been selected to power more police cars, fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency equipment than any other brand. This is proof that Rio Grande cracks is not only the speediest and most powerful gasoline, but also the most economical. You get more for your money in Rio Grande cracked gasoline. San Francisco police calling all cars, attention all cars. The cancellation broadcast 107 regarding Clyde Stevens, a parole violator. This man is now in custody. That's all. Thank you. the Rio Grande Oil Company. Ask your Rio Grande dealer for the latest free copy of the Calling All Cars News and read how to get your free gift. This is a notice of Frederick Lindsley saying goodnight for the Rio Grande Oil Company.